From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, Barack Obama issued a challenge for greater national service.
Loving your country shouldn't just mean watching fireworks on the 4th of July. Loving your country must mean accepting your responsibility to do your part to change it.
The Democratic presidential hopeful told a large crowd at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs that he wants to expand AmeriCorps, the Peace Corps, and create new opportunities for Americans to work with their communities.
Senator Obama is, of course, not alone on the presidential campaign trail emphasizing service. Senator John McCain talks about it frequently.
I think after 9/11 that we made a mistake. I think after 9/11, instead of telling Americans to take a trip or go shopping, I think we had an opportunity to call Americans to serve.
NPR's Scott Horsley looked into the two candidates' calls for service, and he found service plays very different roles in their overall platforms.
It's no surprise that both Barack Obama and John McCain are big believers in public service. After all, they've both devoted their careers to it. And in a way, both men found themselves through their service to others. Obama recalled today how working as a community organizer in Chicago allowed him to finally put down roots after years adrift.
And I began to realize that I wasn't just helping other people. Through service, I found a community that embraced me, citizenship that was meaningful, the direction that I'd been seeking. Through service, I discovered how my own improbable story fit into the larger American story.
For McCain, that realization came in Vietnam, where the fiercely independent young man learned that teaming up with others didn't have to mean losing himself. McCain writes in his memoir, "Nothing in life is more liberating than to fight for a cause larger than yourself, something that encompasses you but is not defined by your existence alone." He often sounds that theme on the campaign trail, like here in the volunteer state of Tennessee.
My one job and my one accomplishment will be to inspire Americans to serve a cause greater than their self-interest. I will tell Americans of the beauty and the nobility of serving a cause greater than their self-interest.
Where McCain and Obama part company is the role government should play in fostering or reflecting that spirit. McCain's domestic agenda is all about harnessing self-interest for positive ends, whether it's tax cuts aimed at boosting the economy or personal insurance policies designed to control health care costs. Speaking to students at his old high school, McCain said military service is the noblest of all causes, but otherwise he seems to view public service as something that happens more or less outside of government, much like the first President Bush, who pictured Americans volunteering for religious, business, or neighborhood groups.
Like 1,000 points of light in a broad and peaceful sky. Does government have a place? Yes. Government is part of the nation of communities, not the whole, just a part.
Obama, on the other hand, sees government as both a catalyst and an expression of service to a larger cause. He described that central role earlier this year during a speech in Wisconsin.
The most important thing that we can do right now is to re-engage the American people in the process of governance, to get them excited and interested again in what works and what can work in our government, to make politics cool again and important again and relevant again.
For Obama, the notion that Americans are all in this together is a central driver of domestic policy on taxes, health care, and the like. Democratic campaign strategist Eric Sapp says that argument about a common good was originally aimed at religious voters, but it has broad appeal to secular voters as well.
What's made America strong historically is this idea of coming together as Americans and not seeing the others within our groups, but coming together for a common purpose around a call to something greater than ourselves.
Both Obama and McCain are tapping into that ideal, Obama as a blueprint for government policy, and McCain as a civic-minded alternative.